The CNBC Business Network recently ranked Rhode Island at 45th out of the 50 states on its 2018 list of the top states for business. The Business Insider website put Rhode Island much higher, stating it has the 9th best business climate in the country. Then came the Bankrate.com rankings, which showed Rhode Island to be the 34th best state in the union in which to retire. What these ratings tell us isn't much, given the widely different measures each uses to get to their conclusions. But that hasn't immunized the state's politicians from the disease of rampant ratingitis. As the campaign slogged toward the fall elections, the Pauls somehow feel the need to respond to these ratings as if they meant something. Their flax churn out press releases, filling media inboxes with nonsense. Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo, Democratic Governor Aspirant Matt Brown, House Speaker Nick Mattiello, and Senate President Dominic Ruggiero all weighed in on the CNBC rankings. Ditto for Cranston Mayor Alan Fung and House Republican Leader Patricia Morgan, who are vying for their party's nomination. Okay, so the best state in which to retire, drumroll, South Dakota. Guess they think most retirees want to spend their golden years watching wheat grow and freezing in the winter. This rating used taxes and cost of living as 40% of their measures. Healthcare quality accounted for just 15%. The one thing we're sure about life is that nobody's getting out alive. So if you're old and get sick, wouldn't access to quality healthcare mean more than sales tax rates? The top four states in the CNBC rankings were Texas, Washington, Utah, and Virginia. Why would anyone compare Rhode Island's economy with Texas? It would take 200 Rhode Islands to fit into Texas, a state with vast oil deposits and a big manufacturing economy. Do you really want to be in a place that's like living in a sauna 4 months of the year, and where men above the age 12 wear Stetson hats and cowboy boots with spurs in public? Can't some Paul just say that such comparisons are bogus, and point out that about 1 in 10 children in Texas lacks health insurance, and that more than 1 in 4 children lives in poverty? The CNBC ranking showed Vermont to be the best state in which to live. Vermont's a wonderful place with billboard-free highways, natural beauty, and little crime. But does everyone want to live in the nation's most rural and one of its whitest states where the largest city has just 40,000 people? Not to mention that even locals joke that the state has just 3 seasons, winter, mud season, and July 4th. Gotta love cross-country skiing to church on Easter Sunday. Taking these rankings seriously is both silly and sad. Voters should look askance at any candidates who tout ratings that compare Rhode Island to states with totally different cultures, natural resources, labor laws, and demographics. That means we should be aware of tax rates, wage laws, and business costs in neighboring New England states. We compete with them for business. There's nothing more disingenuous than using North Dakota or Texas as measures. We aren't ever going to have an economy based on oil derricks or fracking. When it comes to Rhode Island politics, this state rankings game should be sinking faster than Joe Trillo's boat. The local media should also do some soul searching. Has anybody noticed that the Boston media pays scant attention to these ratings? If candidates want to twist their knickers over a ranking, let's go to the Rhode Island Kids Count latest listings. Rhode Island ranks 28th in educational attainment. The state is behind such New England neighbors as Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont, which are all in the top 10. Now that's a problem. Voters should be asking the Pauls, what's your solution?